From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi there from the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm John, VK4JPM Club Secretary, with a few updates. Let's start with the ham challenge. How have you been going? I mentioned this in our last bulletin, and we're into week three of the year now. Hamchallenge.org has all the details and a heap of tips and tricks to help you be better with amateur radio. This week's challenge is understand how your antenna works. Oh, now there's a challenge. Fortunately, we can help you in two ways. One, our next club meeting on Monday the 9th of February will be all about antennas and how to understand them a bit better. But you say, too late for the challenge. Well, not really. The instructions at hamchallenge.org say that the challenges may be done in the suggested chronological order or in any other way you like. So, two, why not park the antenna challenge until we get to the club meeting? And even better, check out the antenna challenge, then bring your questions along to the meeting and let us help. Details of the ham challenge and the next club meeting are both on the club website at ddrci.org.au. Moving along, by the time you hear this, we'll have locked in some set dates for training days and license assessment sessions in 2026. We're serious about building the hobby and the number of people who are involved. And let's face it, it's so much easier to be an amateur radio operator if you have a license. And if you're listening to this and you don't yet have a license, then check the website to see what you can do, when, and how. Truly, getting a foundation license is not hard, and we have experience to prove that statement. Step one to getting or upgrading your license is to tell us you'd like to participate, and you can do that by sending an email to education@ddrci.org.au. You don't have to be a club member, and you don't even have to be in our area. As long as you're keen and committed, we know we can get you across the line. Step two, by the way, is to surround yourself with people who can help. Well, the best way to do that is to be a club member. Any club, really. But Darling Downs Radio Club would be very happy to have you as a member wherever you are in Australia. And right now, membership is still half price, so it's a bit of a no-brainer and a steal. Why not do it right now? Go to ddrci.org.au. You're doing that, aren't you? And press the big red button that says Join Our Club. That's a bit of a giveaway, I know, but once you get going, it's truly really easy and very quick. If you like food with your membership, our next club lunch will be on Saturday the 14th of February. We welcome people who aren't members of the club. You could think of it as the taster experience. So, there's your homework for the coming week. Check out the Ham Challenge, put Monday night, 9th of February, in your diary and come to the club tech meeting on antennas. Saturday the 14th of February is the club lunch. Join the club for $20 or less if you're not a member and do some research on antennae. And if you need help or contact, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Thanks for being here and joining Darling Downs Radio Club on Q News. On Sunday mornings, the club 2-meter net follows at 10 o'clock. Check the website for details. I'm John, VK4JPM. We'll catch you next week.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.